This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Emma Mullings is here, former Hope personality, recording artist and pastor who has packed up and moved from Sydney to Miami with her hubby Terrence and four kids. What did you think of that little intro there, Emma?
Very accurate. I loved it.
Very glamorous. Yeah, well, last week we heard from you how you had your L plates on when it comes to driving in Miami. But this week, let's talk back to school where you've had to learn your way around a whole new education system. But I guess we should focus on the kids initially. So how are they liking school in the USA, Emma?
They actually are loving it. I'm so relieved. Because I just didn't really know how that was going to go, but they're really, really loving it, so that's good.
Fantastic. Good to hear. So what are the sort of main differences between primary school here in Australia and Miami? I'm thinking straight away of the uniform, right? I'm assuming they don't have to wear a school uniform over there.
Well, we thought that as well, but they did end up going to a Christian school. And they actually do have a uniform. So, but my 9-year-old daughter was very concerned that she was not going to have enough clothes to wear to school every day because we just bought suitcases. So she left a lot of her clothes or gave a lot of her clothes away in Sydney. Mm. So I think she was actually quite relieved that she did end up having a school uniform after all.
Good. So what are the main differences then?
So I think definitely the ounces and the miles, and they had to do a test actually before they started school just to see where they were at coming from a different country. And one of the, Jeremiah, our 8-year-old, he was trying to explain one of the questions to us. He was like 6 Aussies plus 7 Aussies. And he's like, why are they timing all these Aussies? And I said, do you mean OZ? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, I did not even think to brief him that they use ounces and it's like a totally different system to us. I just thought, we'll just see where they're at. Anyway, so that was pretty funny.
Oh, that is so tough.
But in general, it seemed, I mean, our kids went to, you know, our local public school in Sydney, but it seems that the Australian system is much further ahead than the US system. So they actually were a year ahead. Mm. But they've decided they really just wanted to be with kids their own age. So they've slotted into, you know, where kids their own age are. And I want them to be able to make friends their own age. And
yeah.
But otherwise, they're doing really well. And it just gives them an opportunity to learn kind of some of the basic stuff that's very different. Some of the spelling's quite different.
Yes.
And, you know, they still teach them cursive writing. It's a bit old school. So, yes.
Well, it's good that they can have, if they are ahead, it's good that they can kind of have this time in a low pressure environment where they, as you said, they can just learn those little things like the spelling differences and the measurements and that kind of thing. Do they get a lot of homework? Because I'd heard that American schools have longer hours and get heaps of homework. Has that been the case?
Oh my goodness. Okay. It is next level. It is. So they have a test. They have full exams every Friday. For every subject, but they come home with a solid hour and a half of homework, and then they have to do 30 minutes reading each night, which I guess maybe we were meant to do in Sydney. I don't know. We never did it.
No, but it's 10 minutes a night. It's just 10 minutes. That is
okay,
doable.
There you go. But no, 30 minutes, and the homework is, I mean, I actually was thinking, what do they do at school? Like, do they feel like they come home and do school again? It's pretty full on, and school actually starts at 8 a.m., It's pretty intense, actually. But they actually have, which apparently all the schools have, this thing. I don't know, maybe some schools in Sydney have it, but I've just never heard of it. It's an app where you chat to the teacher and you can ask for photos of your kid if you want, or you can check homework, and they upload everything on this app so you can see, you know, exactly what your child's homework is, exactly what they're doing the next day. It's actually really good because I don't know about you, Katrina, but I could never keep up with what was going on.
Yeah.
And what thing I needed for what day at school. And it's actually, yeah, it's really good.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, we have an app, but not to that level. We just have an app where you can kind of see general things of what they've done or whatever. Daycare has an app, preschool, you know, it's just so many apps. How do they get to school, Em? Like, they've got to be there by 8. Do you have the ridiculous drop-off with the big queue like we have here in Australia, or have they got that sorted a little bit better?
No, they've got the huge queue, and I drive them. We've actually still got our hire car that we hired from the airport when we arrived. So I'm driving them each morning, and they call it a car line, and it takes forever, but I'm so tired at that time of the morning. I'm not really sure how it all happens, but
you must be getting up so early to get them by eight. Oh my gosh, it's so painful,
honestly. But I keep telling myself I'll adjust. You will.
Well, look, I mean, all these things are not really that important. You know, the most important thing about school really is whether or not you make good friends. So how are they both going with that side of things?
That has been really good, and I was so relieved. Actually, that was probably the thing we prayed about the most with them, because they were concerned about it back in Australia. So we would pray that God would send them the right friends, that he'd have the perfect person as their, you know, person that sit next to in class. And they've both made some really good friends. And I think, you know what, people here love the Aussie accent, and I think that's been a bit of a draw card for them and help them make some friends. So yeah, they've both done really well, so they're both happy. That's good.
Oh well, that must make you happy too.
Yes, definitely.
Well, nice to catch up with you. Glad it is going well, and that your kids get to wear a school uniform, because honestly, the daily fashion parade would just be too hard to cope with, I think.
I feel like it would be too much for me. Yeah. Like my 9-year-old was worried about it, but I was thinking I just don't think I could do that every morning.
Yeah, exactly.
and she'll be wanting to get clothes, and I was like, yeah, no.
Exactly. All right, thanks, Em. Great to catch up with you.
Thank you, you too.
That is Emma Mullings, our Mama Miami. You can see Terrence and Emma on the ACC 3-part miniseries, Living and Launching with Terrence and Emma. And you can find out more about their church plant at c3historymakers.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.